not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Kevin Dalton, Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey Alpha, has passed away after being in a nursing home with dementia for some time. Kevin Dalton, now Silent Key, had been an enthusiastic long-time member of the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club over many years, serving in almost all club committee positions. VK4WA had a passion for building kit and homebrew projects. He was always keen to start many and varied projects, including the Club Parrot Repeater, a club beacon which morphed into the Whisper Beacon, and the installation of old and new repeaters at Rochdale, serving as the officer in charge. His radio interests were varied, covering the full spectrum, from the 220-metre band through to microwave. He was also working on the leading edge of LED transmissions, and with VK4EBP, Jan Oskiewicz successfully transmitted signals from the Rochdale Club to Redbank Plains, then co-wrote a published paper on the findings that drew interest from England and right across the world. In his latter years, Kevin found travelling to the Rochdale Club shack taxing, and so he joined the Ipswich and District Radio Club for a short time, before convalescing at home. His funeral will be held at the Mount Gravatt Cemetery and Crematorium Chapel, 620 Mains Road, Nathan, Monday, March 16, 12:30 p.m. Vale, Kevin Dalton. Victor Kilo 4, Whiskey Alpha. Another Silent Key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
This is Laurie, VK4BLE from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, with another Redfest 26 update. Just a reminder, if you're still wishing to be a part of Redfest 26 and want to book a table or two, go to the website redfest.org. That is redfest.org. So get in now, as there is only 26 days till Redfest. Do you want to know more about digital communications? Then come to the presentation by Peter from FreeDV. Do you know how to use digital nodes? Well, Glenn, VK4NGA, will be giving a great presentation on how to use them. ICOM Australia will be at Redfest 26 and is going to talk about their latest developments in amateur radio. Peter, VK4EA, our WIA director, will be talking about D-Star repeater functionality, as well as updating us all on the WIA. So heaps going on, and you won't be disappointed. So go to the website, redfest.org, for more information. Remember, our major prize this year is the ICOM 7300 Mark II transceiver. Second prize is a Zygu X6200 HF transceiver, and third prize is an Anytone DMR transceiver, plus many more prizes on offer. If you are the lucky winner and not at Redfest, your prize will be shipped to you no matter where you are. If you're looking for new equipment, then catch up with QSL Comms or Elite Communications. Mad Dog Coils, VK Direct, Radio and More, and Garage Art will also be there. Not to forget ICOM Australia, Alara, and the WIA QSL Bureau. So remember to come and collect your QSL cards or just inquire about the service. Update your information with the Bureau, as you may have an address change or call sign upgrade. Catch up with friends you haven't seen for a while. Keep an eye out for the coffee van and the club's famous bacon and egg rolls on the day. There's plenty to enjoy at Redfest, especially for your wife or partner. There will be plenty of tables with the goodies for the ladies. Grab a ticket in the Mother's Day raffle. They will love it. So remember to bring the whole family and make a day out for everyone to enjoy. Put the date in your calendar, Saturday the 11th of April at the Deception Bay North State School, 33 to 49 Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. Doors open at 9 a.m. See you at Redfest.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hi there, and thanks for joining the Darling Downs Radio Club for our Q News segment on Sunday, the 15th of March, 2026. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club, and this week's info is sponsored by the letter W for WIA. Are you a member of the WIA? There are so many good reasons to be a WIA member, but here's one that's important to our club. Every year, we have to pay an eye-watering public liability insurance bill to protect the club in case something goes wrong. That bill would be substantially higher, except that the WIA has arranged a massive discount that works if enough of our club members are also WIA members. Without that discount, we'd have to pass on costs to our members directly, so your membership fees might double, and we still wouldn't be able to offer the additional national and international stuff that the WIA does on our behalf. So consider. Please keep your WIA membership up to date, in which case you benefit yourself, you benefit our club, and you benefit amateur radio operators everywhere. Just do it. Last week showed the power of the internet and the very quick ability to update our website as plans changed and changed again. The antenna throwing day turned into pub lunch, and 25 millimetres of rain fell while we were eating. Despite that, we returned to Picnic Point later in the afternoon and very successfully ran an education session and a licence test. Congratulations to Dan, who should have a call by the time you hear or read this. And by the way, if you'd like a licence assessment to get or upgrade, send an email to education@ddrci.org.au and let's get you into the schedule. Our planning for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day continued at the very interesting meeting last Monday, and we've made some decisions, all of which are on the website at ddrci.org.au. This year, we're going to use the Picnic Point area down to Brook Memorial Drive. It's a great area with lots of benefits. We can get good separation from multiple operators and still be well within the competition rules distance limit. Plus, there's great parking, lots of tables, plenty of toilets, good drainage, and less than 5 minutes drive or walk to get an excellent cup of coffee. What's not to like? We plan to come on air at 11 o'clock on Saturday, the 21st of March, and run the first two blocks of the competition. So that's through to 1700. All the details, including the wet weather plan and alternative locations, will be on our website, and we can keep updating that as circumstances change. So treat the website as gospel, ddrci.org.au, and look for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day entry in the calendar scroller at the top of the homepage. Specifically, keep an eye out for any training or prep activities that are happening today and in the coming week so that you can stay up to date. And if you aren't receiving our club info mailouts, send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll put you on the mailing list. Or do the same if you're on the list and you want to come off. Two other quick reminders. Redfest is coming up and the club has a table booked. If you want to send some gear to sell, let us know ASAP so that we can factor in packing for the drive down. And Redfest happens on the same day that we'd normally run our bi-monthly club lunch. They're not going to happen together. Keep an eye on the website for an announcement about an alternative date. Finally, how did you go with the Gross Reinemachen, or Big Magic Cleanup, which was the Week 11 challenge at hamchallenge.org? There was a minor attempt at our place, but prep for John Moyle and the club meeting took precedence. So not as much as I'd like. But if you didn't do so well with Week 11, the Week 12 challenge is a shoo-in. It's sign up for an outdoor radio activity program and make a successful activation or hunt at least 10 stations. I mean, doesn't that sound like a recipe for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day? Yep, you can knock over two activities with one Morse key. We're looking forward to seeing you next Saturday at Picnic Point in Toowoomba, and if there's anything we can do to help or if you want more information, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au. Until next Sunday, when we'll tell you all about how the weather was, 73 is from John, VK4JPM, and all of us here at Darling Downs Radio Club. And if you're in the Darling Downs area, our club net follows the morning edition at 1000 AEST. 73s.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.